I pedaled my bike down the dark road. Stars out, moon full. Will they still be at the beach? I just returned from facilitating a support group for non-binary people in Providence, and I was hoping to catch the last of the July full moon cruise. A rumpus ride through downtown Newport and around Ocean Drive with stops for rests and other things, culminating in a dip at Rejects Beach, my destination. The stocked bike racks and remnants of glow sticks gave the answer. I racked my bike and ran down the path to the beach, high-fived my friends, stripped off my clothes, and ran naked into the surf. I'd swum there the day before with swim trunks, but this would be my first time skinny dipping in a public place with random people and in this new chest. The vulnerability scared me, sparking the goal to do it in the first place. And now, swimming in the cool water under the moon's glow, the fear subsided, and I shouted into the night, "I feel free!" Go back 34 years to another time I was naked and vulnerable. Like what happened to most of you, someone decided they knew what my tiny body signified. Assigned that gender mark, put it on the birth certificate, a name to go with it. That's who's entered the world. A stamped, official, predetermined path before I could even smile. What were you told about your identity? Maybe your career path, religion, or what sort of person to marry? Did that resonate with you? Did it become your truth? Controlling our destinies with these assignments might seem to come from a place of love. We only want what's best for you. In reality, these identities can trap us in shame if we feel they don't fit. I ditched the name first. When I was a little kid, I loved dinosaurs. My favorite being, of course, Tyrannosaurus Rex. I played with dinosaur toys, roared at my younger siblings, stomped around the playground snarling. And when I was 7 or 8, thereabouts, I decided to change my name to Rex, and it stuck. Now, maybe my siblings thought I would bite them if they didn't do as I asked, but nah, I really think they knew that this name belonged. Gender proved much tougher to resolve. I had all the classic symptoms of extreme gender dysphoria as a kid and teenager, but I thought only two genders existed. While I behaved and dressed like a little tomboy, I did not feel I was an actual boy. Guess that just makes me a weird person? Okay, we'll go with that for now. Feeling mixed up about gender and with a dose of asexuality to boot made having crushes on other people few, far between, and never reciprocated. One day, I fell in love for a woman at age 24. She was straight, so it didn't go anywhere, but now this surprising queerness caught me in a crisis. Where the hell did this come from? Does this mean I'm bisexual now? Why didn't I know this sooner? I'd always tried to listen to myself and do what I felt was true. Not everyone can do that, by the way. Lots of people try their best to conform to what's expected, to what's considered normal. Life can be much safer like that, and certainly less lonely. I thought my gender assignment was non-negotiable unless I was trapped in the wrong body. I knew on some level that I was different, just not how, and I coped by presenting in ways that felt right. Short hair, boys' clothes, a few years of wearing a cap. Have any of you seen the movie Newsies? That's what I looked like when I was 12 years old. And the bisexual identity didn't last long. After reading an essay on the character Lois from Alison Bechdel's comic Dykes to Watch Out For, I learned the term genderqueer. Aha! A gender not male or female. That is real. That is true. That is me. This holy grail, this missing piece, it explained everything. Why I didn't feel like a boy even though I behaved in a boyish way. Why bisexuality didn't resonate. Why I hated being referred to as she and found being called he hilarious. Such relief washed over me. I wasn't alone anymore. With this word, this identity, I used it to connect to others who felt similarly. Books, podcasts, support groups, Facebook pages, Instagram, YouTube. I gobbled up information like a starving T-Rex. I left behind those two binary gender options Western society so stingily assigns and concentrated on being me. To say my clothes are my clothes, not men's clothes or women's clothes. To see my body as just fine, removing the gender distress around my body's quirks. With this freedom, I could breathe deep and love from a place of truth. The kinship I felt with other gender diverse people revolved around rejecting gender norms and forging our own paths. I chose new pronouns. Hearing they, them felt good and played into the all and nothingness I felt around my gender. When laws changed and more health insurers began to cover gender-related procedures, I sought top surgery. Satisfaction left my voice, body hair, and clothing relatively unchanged, for now. The future may hold more searches for a deeper truth. Such freedom to explore is scary. Seeing what's possible can be very scary. Imagining that new future and moving toward it defies everything our society ingrains in us from birth, and it's delicious. I could never go back. When we're not given all the possibilities up front, we have to figure them out. It can be a matter of luck whether the right information presents itself at the time we need it. Some people don't figure out their gender until very late in life. Some people know their truth, but never find the courage to act on it. Our Western culture embraces the gender binary with patriarchal fervor to maintain the power of certain types of people. If you're not in the charm group, welcome to being subhuman and unseen, objectified and exploited. The freedom of queerness, however, comes at a cost. Leaving the pack to journey into the unknown territory of individual gender can be lonely and downright dangerous. People who've known me for years now find me strange and perplexing. For a time, my mom acted like I'd died. I'm misgendered on a daily basis, despite being very open about my gender and pronouns. Online dating is almost impossible. I wonder consistently whether or not I'm welcome at queer women events, and that's women spelled with an X. I receive unsolicited tips on being more masculine, and all references to the gender binary erase me. Shifting to a more inclusive world that fosters discovery takes time. It's not easy to go from prioritizing being safe to being whole, to reject labels and demands in favor of tools to learn to make our own choices. Think of all the places you see gender. Places like documents, clothing, magazines, and sports teams. Why is it there? What if it wasn't? Think of the binary gender references you use, words like mankind or congresswoman. What if we use words like humankind or congressperson instead? Breaking down the gender binary starts with language. What if we didn't assign gender at birth and kept those options open? Think of all the money we'd save on updating government documents. What if being a human being mattered more than adhering to a gender construct? We can create a world where the freedom to explore is normal, where it's okay to be figuring things out, where it's okay to change. Creating this world will take effort. When we change so that others can walk the earth a little easier, we play a part of a great love that has the power to hold us together, making us all a little stronger and freer. We can create a world where we can all swim in the ocean on a moonlit night and howl with joy.